Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't have to deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
So we're starting off the whole program with some Kill Say Mars. Welcome everybody to Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 2. That M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. If you're listening to BBCI, a Black on Black Crime Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 like a couple of phone callers who are already on the line. If you're sending in any music or doing anything like that, any commercials, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you this evening. Only three. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk? Just stay silent. You don't have to hang up. Just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you hadn't pressed one in the first place, just press one. I'll come back to you. Or you can always hang right up and call back, and I'll see the number pop back up and say, wow, they must really have something to say. Now, you can listen to Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, Jr. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook, Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, Hip Hop, or rather, Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. Check out www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceRadio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. The Twitter page of AlfredJR1 or at GrandpaRapper1. YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, and also thelogtv.com. I want to let people know, if you are looking for the services of Looking Good home improvement. That's Looking Good Home Improvement. Residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. 24/7 emergencies. Licensed and bonded. Violation, list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry and decks. 216-205-7247. That's 216-205. My thing is, I think it was 205-7247. So it's our way of just letting you know, hey, things are going on around these parts. Now, ooh-wee, I have like three different people on the phone line. Let me at least let people know up front. A top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. In our region, honorable mention is all MLK events that will be coming up throughout next week and that weekend. So it's their debut. Number 10, Unrest the Band. Number 9 debuting is We Got It Ron. Birthday party was tonight in East Cleveland at the store's headquarters of We Got It Clothing, Gear, Accessories. You happen to have former Councilman Ernest Dale Smith, Al Porter, Man in the Street, and you had many other people who came through that event. Number 8, Joseph Motley Jr., JR period on YouTube, Show Me Love, featuring Sheriff Kilroy, Do You Believe in God, featuring LaVita Murray. He's got music with Bang, Mr. Powers, and they had two performances last week. Just yesterday, Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., two performances. One was at the Winter Drive concert, and the other was Heal and Hurt gospel program. So very, very major thing for him. Number 7, Movie Racketeers, Tap Man, Two Step, and the song Mayweather. Number 6, moving up, Facebook, Grog Shop, Free Weekend with Play Havoc. And while trying to do this little program here, but number 6 moving up was Grog Shop Free Weekend with Play Havoc. Number 5, debuting, it was the big gospel show with Heal and Hurt, all of that. That was yesterday evening. Number 4, moving up, Dean Arrow and Fiend. Now, yeah, Fiend from No Limit fame with our regional artist, Dean Arrow. Montego in the City has thousands of views. Number 3, moving up. Wow, okay. Facebook, it's the Black on Black Crime, Inc. Number 232 and other events. I'm going to take the time to say some of who showed up down there, which was very, very amazing. Now, all the queens received flowers from Hayes Floral Arrangements, which was 216-334-9820. The written exam challenge, where the winners will be announced by this coming Wednesday. The winner, you had 6 people in that written exam challenge. Major Taps, Dantez Taylor, Stoney Simpkins, Mr. Ronnie Blanco himself, Lyrical Storm, Lit Jaws Woozing. So you add the fact that you had DJ Dollar Rock speaking about Big L, you had Suave Gotti, you had BWENT talking about their upcoming event for Black History 365, Angela Y. Davis, AYD Management, Logo Debut, Velly Bell, Brother Lavelle Thomas, Alicia Brown, Queen B. You had so many people who came through that it was a just Brother Bill Swain. They talked about Revolution. as well as the RNL show that comes out on Thursdays, and the fact that Bob Avakian had a major thing that was coming up. Sister Cheryl was with them. You have Power in Your Dance, Tanisha Glass, Khadija, Ayana Amatula. It was a beautiful program in itself, and it was number three. So what came bigger than that? Oh, yeah. Debuting yesterday. Number two, the Winter Drive Concert. The Winter Drive Concert, which featured, shout out to the Rock AME Zion Church. They provided the most clothes, his giveaways to clothe people. The Spot Youth Empowerment Group with Sister Tara LaWanda, they donated as well. It was, I think from the Rock Church, you had Danielle Woods and you had Pastor Reed and Sister Carol Reed who came through. You had a lot of people in the house who came through, such as DJ Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Points on the flyer itself, Power in Your Dance, Grandpa Rapper, Major Taps. The DJ was Joseph Motley Jr., who also performed, Black House Sound performed, Mr. Powers. It was a very excellent program with that pizza and chicken. That's all I'm going to say. It was an excellent thing, and Fox 8 News came and covered it. So that's kind of why that number two, it debuted so high. At number one, moving up, Kaya Dog, episode one, Hanford Dixon gave a shout-out to that episode filmed in our region. 50,000 song views for a snippet and 5,000 plus commercial views. I'm going to go to 216727 because Queen B is in the building. 216727, how you doing?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. My name is Valentina Brenda Fulmer, and as my colleagues will call me, Queen B. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land right tonight. BTR, which means Block Talk Radio, that we do every Monday night at 9 o'clock. God bless each and every one of you guys. Happy New Year 2023. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, I just have to say that you did such an excellent performance at the hip-hop workshop, and then you came along, and just yesterday you came along, and you really lit up the microphone and everything. You got to talk to me about, you know, what's going on with you and how you're feeling after having a couple of busy days.
I tell you, God is in the midst. God is control. I thank everybody. This being around, surrounding good, positive role models, like you said at the program at the church last night, at the winter drive that we have.
Right.
We need more of that. We need more togetherness and coming together instead of being apart from each other. I thank everybody for listening to me to singing and stuff. I had so many people come up to me afterwards. Like, ooh, we seen Queen B on television. I go, oh. I didn't pay no attention, y'all. Okay, really.
I got you.
I'm scared of the cameras, but you know, hey, I haven't been in front of a camera in almost 10 years, I think. So it was a really shock to me when I seen Fox 8 News coming through. I go, uh-oh. Now, and you told me, brother, you said, get up and walk into the other end. Man, I don't know. Somebody said, oh, we seen your cake. Your hair's so pretty. I'm going to leave that alone, y'all. But thank you, guys. Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of y'all. You know, I feel, you know, like I'm coming back in my singing, okay?
Right.
When I said when I pray last night, it got to me. It really got to me when I sung that song last night. It's a I play this song on my playlist on my phone all the time with my other gospel playlist songs and stuff. The Group Fire, the list goes on of the Clark Sisters, Kirk Franklin and Family, Tamela Mann, Pastor Mike Jr. out of Birmingham, Alabama, Kiki Shear Kelly. The list goes on and on and on. I better not forget this one, y'all. Ty Tribute, new, everything's new, new, new. That song is really hitting the charts. I think it's going to be the number one on the Billboard and the gospel field. I think Ty, he is a pastor now, let me get it right, Bishop Ty Tribute. He's down in Florida somewhere. I don't know what part of Florida he's in, but he has a church down there in Florida somewhere up about, I guess, where with Disneyland up in that area, from what I was told to me, up in one of those suburb towns, you know, like Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Lorraine, you know, it's something like that down there, the suburbs down there. But these songs, when these gospel singers be singing, they don't be singing that this will be playing, okay, everybody? They sing it from the heart. And sometimes when they sing these songs, they write these songs down to send a message to each and every one of us, okay? They've already been through a trial or a tribulation, singing and writing these songs that comes with it when they do sing and write these songs, everybody, okay? And it goes to the rapping and the rapping field. It goes like they write their songs, and sometimes the rappers, there's gospel rappers too as well. I'm letting you know, it goes both ways, bruh, both ways. They write it down on a piece of paper. They get to spin the boom, 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 boom. You know, stuff like that. You know what? Hey, people like that kind of stuff.
That's true.
People got that kind of stuff. Everybody doesn't like rapping. I'm going to be real with this thing. When rapping first came out, I couldn't understand it. But the
word
to the rapping, I'm going to be real with this, but to the rapping of the song, say the words clear so I can hear it, all right? But there's gangster rap, there's rap, they're coming out with all kinds now. You know, it's going to be 50 years of the hip-hop and rapping. I don't know when the show's going to be premiered, but they're going to have from to the youngest to the oldest that started hip-hop. Okay, so watch your listings and your TV premieres and time and location and listings, okay? Time,
sure,
listings, and time of day, okay, everybody out there? But like I said, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Sarah, for coming to the Winter Drive for Dante Taylor. We got to give him a hand and a pat on the back. Deacon Dante Taylor, let me correct myself. That's one of my colleagues. Majorette, all everybody, Ronnie B, DJ Watt, all my colleagues out there, God bless you guys out there. God bless you. We got to add Major, what's his name now? Get me right, brother. Major who?
Major Taps?
Major Taps, that's it. Is that the one we singing, the devil, stuff on the devil's head or something?
Oh, he did the tap dancing and the blues. You're talking about Mr. Powers doing Delete Obsolete.
Delete the obsolete. Step on the devil's head.
That's right.
Delete obsolete. Step on the devil's head. I'm going to say that one more time. Delete. Step on the devil's head. Not one time. Step on it three times, everybody. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, okay? He ain't got a chance because he never wins. He always lose and be defeated at all times. All times. Remember that, y'all. He performed that song for a reason because it's the most requested rapping lyric Every time we have something, he said that's the number one. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's something mm-hmm. about that song and the words in the song. For one, you're not here, power. Hey, come to some to our program once a month. We have the college at CSU, which is Cleveland State University. 123 is Willis Fairs. I'm going to repeat that again. Cleveland State University workshop every first Saturday of the month. 123. Room upstairs. We always have fun. Because you know what? What you bring in is going to come out better when you're coming out. Gorge yourself going in, you're going to come out better coming out when it's over with. Because
okay.
we don't know who's going to show up. We don't know who's going to show up, right, bro?
That's true.
We don't know who's going to show
right.
up. We do not know who's going to show up. We just all come together once a month, and then that's it. Whatever we had lined up to do what we are supposed to do, hey, we meet up together. Who are the ones cannot come, we pray for them, and they're still in spirit and everything else. All right, I have enjoyed myself talking to you guys tonight on the radio. May God bless each and every one of y'all. This comes from Queen B. I'm out. Peace out, everybody.
So, ooh-wee, you just set me on fire. I'm on fire. I'm looking forward to the workshop being on the first Saturday in February. Just thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Oh, yeah, and remember, everybody, next month is Black History Month.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. See, I'm just knocked for a loop. I'm thankful. I'm happy. Sometimes you never know how something is going to start off. You don't know. But one thing I can say, let me stop jabber-jawing and in my feelings with the good news that I heard. I'm going to 216-548-216-548-216-548. How are you doing?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. How are you?
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year.
Preach.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Apostle Red. The pastor of No Fear But God Fellowship Assembly Church Ministry International and the presidential candidate for the United States of America for the 2024 election. I'm doing a new thing. I'm the founder and the visionary of the Multi-Partisan Party, which is also known as the People's Party, which is inclusive of all the parties to bring out the good in this country. I'm also the great-granddaughter to the former, the now late Reverend Will Pinckney and Reverend Will Jackson, which is my father's grandfathers that were Baptist preachers. I'm also the ninth cousin to George Washington, the first inaugurated president of the United States of America. So related to Charles Colchester Pinckney, signed the Constitution. I'm also related
wow.
now to the late Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain. And George Washington was the first inaugurated president of the United States of America to free the slaves. It was not Abraham Lincoln. It was George Washington. He freed his slaves, but Martha Washington did not. So those who followed the pattern of Martha Washington went along with the Thomas Corwin Amendment, which stated that slaves should never be freed in the United States of America, which is also inside of the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution. It's also known as the Ghost Amendment, the Corwin Amendment, and the Pro-Slavery Amendment. On December 5th, 2017, Calhoun County endorsed by the American Civil Liberties Union, endorsed another pro-slavery law. which stated that people who have criminal records should have specialized license plates and cameras put on lights, two per community in the county, to monitor these people who have been incarcerated, which is a double jeopardy.
I mean, it even
On my candidacy, on my leadership, my goal is to abolish slavery completely with every effort that's within me. One of the ways to do this is the transfer of the wealth that's going into the manufacture, trade, production, and sale of guns into being used to build homes and not halfway houses. Another concern is the care of the disabled, public transportation, housing, and others. Because a person is disabled does not mean they should not have fair housing and have other rights, and their needs should not be met. I'm concerned that when Engle versus Vitale took place, prayer was taken out of the school system. And as I just spoke at one of the city council meetings just now, it seems like it's being taken out of the heart of America. But we must go back to prayer. But prayer without action is a fatal attraction. It's time to not just pray. It's time to move in this place. I won't take up a lot of your time. I won't take up much more of your time. But anybody who would like to reach me, they can reach me at 216-548-0820. That's my Calder County number. My Summit County number is 330-428-9191. And my Mahoning County number is 5-5-7. And you can find me on the federal list.
Hold on a second. Daniel Woods, did you have the nerve to call me while I'm live on the radio? Daniel Woods, to get an infamous shout-out. Now, go right ahead.
If anyone would like to help me, this year one of my goals is to introduce the female. We're not an afterthought. We have been since the creation. We are part of the creation. It says, let us make. Not me make. Let us make it. I'm the founder and visionary of Mother's Lives Matter and Mom's Lives Matter. And I love you, Mr. Porter. I love what you do. And I thank you for hearing the voices, the cries, and the call of women and our children. I look forward to the day that the voice and the vision and the hope of the woman, the female, is truly heard. And I thank you so much. Have a blessed night. And thank you very much. Have a great day.
You do the same. We appreciate you. See, now, it's this election season is heating up. We've had people call in, candidates. This makes the second presidential candidate that we have heard from on this program. So this is a blessed program on a Monday night. We give people the opportunity to present different views so that the listener can become a better, at least educated person on candidates. Let's go to the 216-288. You're on live. How are you doing?
How you doing? I went to the city council meeting today in Cleveland, Ohio. And it's a change of the guards in Ward 11.
Changing of the guards in Ward 11.
That means the council person that is in Ward 11 right currently now, he has won to be a judge. He has won tendency to be a judge, so he gave up his seat. And it's a new young gentleman that's going to be in Ward 11 starting January 12th.
Okay. And who will be starting once again?
Someone in Ward 11. Look out for Ward 11. It's going to be a new council person in Ward 11, starting January 12th. In Cleveland, Ohio. Yes. So city council is changing drastically. And they had two candidates, but this one gentleman got all the votes.
Wow.
Look out for him. Look out for him, though. Well, I can't say, but thank you everyone that came out to the Winter's Ride concert. And I thank everyone that came out, showed up. In the name of Jesus, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we showed up in the name of Jesus. And we still collecting until January 25th. So if you want to donate anything, you can call Dantes Taylor at 216-288-5841. You can call me, and I can tell you where we get. You can meet me at, I'll get it and take it to where I need to take it. And I thank Tammy Kennedy. I thank Tammy Kennedy for letting me come to her big old warehouse that she have a lot of stuff and everything.
Right.
Yes, I thank you for her that she's about to give me. Come on, what's the best for February 4th? We about to rock it out on February 4th too, at Selma George Recreation Center in their community room. We're gonna do what we do. We're gonna give out some stuff, and we're gonna love it, and we're gonna love it, and we're gonna love it all day. We're gonna show you for and other people that come there from Ward 1 to Ward 17 when they come. We're going to love them just like anything. And all they got to do is write their name and their address and their phone number down so we can keep a count of how many people came through and got some stuff. They just don't have to be no, they don't have to show me, they don't have to show nobody no information. They have to do nothing. All they got to do, so we just want to keep a count so we can have on record. And everything else. It's the biggest thing in the city. It's been the biggest thing in the city. And don't forget Black History Month coming up. Yes. As of February, the first Monday in February, I will be on Black Talk Radio announcing the big old thing for Black History Month. They're going to be February 26th. Yes, and it's going to be a big, we're going to pull out some people that y'all like. See, I'm going to have some literature on big people that ain't getting recognized out here as Black people that they have contributed. Like somebody that started, who was the first Black person to do the heart surgery? Or who was the first dermatologist? Or something like
wow.
that. I'm just giving y'all hints, because there's going to be some names y'all going to not even know, but people are going to sit there and some people are going to read them all, and we're going to have some Black singers that are going to sing. And we're going to get some tributes to some people. We're going to get some tributes to some people like Silver D.D.D. Because he was a legend and he's a Black man. And,
okay.
And Willie Glover, at this thing, Willie Glover is going to get, he's going to be one of the people that we do a tribute to. Yes, indeed. Yes, I was in the era where Ben Tyler was, but I really wasn't around him. I just heard about him. But I was around Silver V, and I know I was around Jimmy Lennon. And we're gonna bring a queen that was with the Mandolin Spiritual Singers. Her name was Gwen Munns. She was a dedicated woman out here. We're gonna dedicate this Black History program to these three heroes. Sheroes. We gotta show them that we love them right now, regardless if they're gone or not gone. We gotta love them. We gotta love on them and do what we do. Yes. So the first Monday in February, we're gonna tell y'all where it's gonna be at, and you're gonna come out, and we're gonna educate you. You're gonna leave out of there. When you leave out of this Black History program, you're gonna know that you got educated about different people, different Black History people, and different singers too. Yes, it's history. It's history to make it in Cleveland. It's history to make it in Cleveland. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Who was the first? And we're gonna show y'all who was. We're gonna tell y'all who was the first. Hit it. We're gonna pick up the papers and find out who was the first dentist in the Cleveland area.
All right.
But some people don't know. We don't know. Well, mark your calendar for the big barbecue sale that's going to be May 20th, 2022. If I can have it at Black on Black, we're going to have it at Black on Black. But if we can, we're going to find some more else. And we're going to rock it out that day. And who's going to be grilling is Kyle Boyd. And he's grilling on. He's not grilling on not one grill, not two grills, three grills. The man gonna be doing it up. We're gonna have grilled dinner. We're gonna have a grill for chicken. We're gonna have a grill for pork stuff, and we're gonna have a grill for beef. Beef po' boys and beef ribs.
And you were able to get Cowboy to confirm he was going to be a part of all of that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And he gonna grit it like it ain't nobody's party, and we gonna sell them dinners until we can't sell them no more. And I'm gonna tell you like this: some of the proceeds from this barbecue sale go back to family and Black and Black. Because we're trying to get our own budget so we can help families. So when they come, we can hear their story and we can learn and we can do what we got to do to get our own. We need our own budget. So because one day we're gonna get our own. One day we're gonna have our own office. We'll have a family office where we can work it out and do what we do. Because we out here in this community and we're gonna have. And when we get this budget, we're going to try to get us a family-to-family phone number. We just using our own right now until we can get our own, until we can get a special family-to-family phone. We working. And don't forget, Sunday, June the 25th. We got the, you know, on June, don't let nobody tell you something going on June 25th, because mark your calendar for that day. I'm telling you, they're going to be so big, you ain't going to know what to do. We're going to rock miles. Yes, at Triumph Church of God in Christ at 92 old miles. We're going to rock it on Sunday, June 25th. And don't forget to have a great time. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere. And we're going to have some singles there that you it was a single thing that you might not you might not know, but you what they're gonna inspire you. They're gonna inspire you to be who you're gonna be. And what we're trying to do is win souls to Christ. We want to win souls to Christ. Now, don't forget to call family and family at 216-288-9841. That is our temporary phone number until we get our family phone number. Yes, we are working diligently in our community to make our community better and everything else. And don't forget who's running for president of the United States of America. Her name is Reverend Pinion Pinkupas. She dedicated, she started working. You know, you just heard her on the radio. She dedicated her working. And I am her campaign manager. So you can call me. You can call me and with your concerns or issues or everything so we can get it done with this community and everything else out here. We love y'all all so much that we can make it. We can make a dream. And happy new year to everybody out here. And I thank Daniel Wheeler for coming up too.
I'll
get to the next phone call. I'll get a better name.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. And thank you. That man has more things going on. We can all join into that man's movement. It's always something happening with my brother Dontez Taylor. As I go to the 216-347, 216-347, how are you doing?
Hi, Al Porter. How you doing today?
Wait a minute. I know the voice. Don't tell me. Is this the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf?
You're correct. I'm in here in Baltimore for the next couple of weeks because it's the trial on the deaf guy who got murdered by his cellmate who choked him to death, and why the CEO played deaf ears, okay? Now we have questions on the jail in Cuyahoga County. If a deaf person go to jail, what are we doing on policies and procedures on Cuyahoga County? So I am very concerned. I'm very angry. Angry as hell. Because when you took a deaf person and he banging on the wall and the CEO played deaf ears, took him to death to the last breath of his body. Now the mother has to bury her child. Now what are we doing in Ohio across the nation? This is not a Baltimore issue. This is a nationwide issue.
Right.
And I spend my career fighting for these kind of people, people who are deaf, people who are blind, people with mental health challenges, people, period. And they my board said to me today, Rico, you are for the people. I'm for the people and by the people. The people come first. And I put the people first before anything. Okay? Now I need to know, what can we do in Ohio, in Cleveland, on these kind of issues?
I'm listening to you. You're on a roll. I'm going to give you a couple more minutes to finish this one up, but go ahead. You got my attention now, Rico.
So we want to know, what is the council president doing? What's his name? The mayor of Cleveland, what he's doing. We're going to see about Blaine Griffin, what he's doing. And the county executive, the new county executive, what he's going to do. and the county council president, what are they going to do on policy issues? So believe me, I'm a fighter. And I'm going to continue to fight for the people, by the people, and for the people. I put the people first before anything. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling in. You are a fighter who's been fighting for years. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace. And I'm going to tell you all like this here. Right now, this show is brought to you by, I think, my personal assistant. And I mean, I had asked her to be my personal assistant, and I don't know if she's accepting that or not, but I will ask. So, Danielle Woods, are you going to be my personal assistant?
Yes, I am.
Have you been, like, my personal assistant for 7 years?
About 7 years. Correct.
So you've been my personal assistant for 7 years?
Correct.
Okay, well, welcome everybody. My personal assistant's name is Danielle Woods, and right now she's helped me stay motivated to take care of business for me. I seem to get myself into a lot of problems, and usually she's there to kind of get me out of those problems. So it's only fitting that I have a personal assistant. With that being said, I've learned, don't argue with a personal assistant. So with that being said, since the Browns season officially ended, it did end, yep, no playoffs, no none of that, it ended, but with the Kai Dog episode one that's still out, let's just play this particular song as a parting shot. Hold on a second. Let me look at this. Anti. The rapper known as Anti. Did you call me while I'm live on the air doing my radio show on a Monday night? Anti, you get a infamous shout out. Before I do anything else, Cleveland Underground Music Radar was in the house for the Winter Drive concert. Yesterday, they were also at the hip-hop workshop. Let me see. I see a hand going up on that 216727. Let's see what's going on out there. What's going on out there?
Oh, nothing. I'm just listening.
Hey, that's all right. Thank you so much, and thank you for setting an example. My thing is this. Since we're just listening, let me go on and throw on this particular track. One more game, the snippet of it, 50,000 views. It's the theme song from Kai Dog, show one. We're going to the first episode. Let's play this.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation.
side, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The C-Town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
And the person who played the guitar of that song, Mike Calhoun. Or as Brother Silver would say, the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band, Kinsman Daz Band. Give it up. Anyway, as I go to look at things that I haven't touched, let's go to the fact that on the news a couple of weeks ago, Cleveland mother's home was hit by gunfire. Hopes for reduced gun violence in 2023. Meosha Vales reported her home was hit by random gunfire more than a dozen times. It was Joe Paganakis who did that story as from Channel 5 News, investigative reporter Joe Paganakis. Meosha Vales is a Cleveland mother who is now left to hope and pray Cleveland gun violence will be somehow reduced in 2023 after her home was hit by random gunfire on December 21st. Vales and her boyfriend, Richard Roberts, told News 5 that more than a dozen shots pierced their Kipling Avenue home just before 4 a.m., hitting their television, glass furniture, their living room, couch, with some slugs left embedded into their kitchen cabinets. Vales said her daughter was in the home along with a family and their young children on the second floor on the duplex. When the shooting started, Vale said the gunfire started at the top of her street and continued as two men started shooting into her home. She heard gunshots, she said. They were getting closer and closer, and she didn't think nothing of it until she heard the shattering of the glass and realized it was going into our house, Vale said. I just couldn't believe it. She was panicking. She was crying. She was in the room. If that bullet would have hit her or anybody, I usually have grandkids over here. Robert said he was left stunned by the incident, feels fortunate no one was hit by the gunfire, and believes firearms training is a must, even though Ohioans no longer need a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Richard said they should have some kind of training to know the difference of what's going on, how to use them, and what not to do. But you'll still have a few idiots out here, Robert said. This coming year, put guns down and help each other out. Cleveland police reported the city once again topped 100 homicides in 2022, with Metro Health and University Hospitals reporting their level one trauma centers treated more than 2,400 patients for gunshot wounds over the past 30 months. Cleveland police are still searching for suspects and are asking anyone with information about the Kipling Avenue gunfire on December 21st, please contact the 5th District Detective Bureau at 216-623-5518. Meanwhile, Vales has a simple message for the people who shot up her home and hope that Cleveland gun violence will slow down in 2023. Once it comes out that barrel, there's no coming back. You don't know if it hits somebody, Vales said. I'm very blessed that they're okay, because it's tragic. It's just scary to even be here right now. Just to see bullet holes and just to think about what it could have done, Vale said. Think about what if it was your kids in the house and a stray bullet came back and accidentally hit one of your kids. I was so glad that Black on Black Crime Incorporated did have a meeting and say, please, let's not have gunfire on New Year's Eve. And I will say that at least gunfire seemed that it was going down. Here's the thing right now. I have to get ready to work on my personal citizen's contract to see what it entails paperwork-wise, see what the salary might be, lack thereof, what it might cost me, as well as the certain possible benefits. I don't know if it means a company car or what. Al Porter Band in the Street, 2023. I feel thankful to even be able to have a personal assistant. You know, it reminds me of this hook I said many years ago. I came, I saw, I conquered. Wait a minute, that was a song off of the second Sheriff Kilroy album that was entitled The Sheriff. Featured E-Max, the Image, who produced and sang on it. We'll at least play a couple of minutes of this. Bye. Peace.
City Music, E-Max, the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne, armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through.
You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
The
conqueror. Thanks, those with dinosaurs.